presented by Google.
Good morning, Playbookers. It's Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Raghu Manavolan, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing.
To interrupt you, Congresswoman Liz Cheney is speaking at Capitol Hill.
The attack on this building on January 6th was the worst attack on this Capitol since 1814.
It should be among the most important oversight investigations Congress has ever conducted. But the Select Committee on January 6th hasn't even had its first hearing, and it's already consumed by drama after Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two GOP appointees, Representative Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. When Republicans voted against an outside bipartisan commission to investigate, we called them out for acting in cowardice. But Pelosi's move will make the investigation even easier to dismiss for people who aren't diehard members of Team Blue. It's worth noting, Republicans were calling the investigation a sham and vowing to undermine it even before she removed Representatives Jordan and Banks. But now, Republicans are armed with a grievance that Speaker Pelosi has decided to police which lawmakers on the other side get to sit on an investigative panel. Democrats defended Pelosi's power play on a few grounds. If Jim Jordan spoke to Trump on January 6th, he could be considered a witness and possibly want to be subpoenaed by the committee. Some Democrats think any Republican who objected to the Electoral College results should be barred from serving on the panel. But Pelosi ousted only two of the three Republicans on the panel who did so, suggesting this was not her guiding motivation. It's important to note that Jordan and Banks, both fiery Trump allies, are effective communicators with their base. It's a threat to Pelosi's messaging, and the precedent might have long-term implications. We wouldn't be surprised if a future speaker like Kevin McCarthy, perhaps, returned the favor if and when the time comes. On the flip side, if Pelosi gave McCarthy a gift for his own base yesterday, McCarthy handed the speaker one in return: his announcement that he would withdraw all his members from the panel unless Pelosi reversed course is exactly what a lot of Democrats were hoping for. Now, Democrats plus Representative Liz Cheney can subpoena whomever they want, whenever they want, without protest. If they decide to have closed-door depositions with Trump White House officials, the ex-president will have no one in the room to report back. And plus, public hearings will now be free of GOP complaints. In that regard, perhaps Pelosi may say the move was worth it. We told you yesterday about how GOP leaders are going on the offensive against Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. The go-to line, a reckless tax and spending spree. Well, today, the return of serve. White House senior advisor Anita Dunn is headed to the Hill to prep Democrats for the messaging war ahead. We're told Dunn will appear at Senate Democrats' caucus lunch and the Democratic Policy and Communications Committee. According to the copy of the presentation obtained by Playbook, her talk will encourage Democrats to argue that Build Back Better will usher in, quote, more jobs, tax cuts, and lower costs for working families. You can check out the 23-page deck in today's Playbook, but here's a preview for you, dear listener. First up on the list, pushback to the GOP suggestion that the plan will mean a tax hike on the middle class. Quote, all of Build Back Better will be paid for by making the tax code more fair and making the wealthiest and large corporations pay their fair share. No one earning under $400,000 will pay a penny more in taxes. Today, and that's not that surprising, GOP internal polling has shown a double-digit swing in how voters view the plan, depending on whether it's framed as a tax hike versus a tax cut for the middle class. Each done slide goes into a different policy matter. Child tax credits, lower prescription drug costs, universal preschool, with polling on public support for each. The presentation shows how the administration is trying to get their message out using social media and sending cabinet officials out to travel the country. As bipartisan talks on a separate, smaller infrastructure bill remain in flux, liberal Democrats in both chambers are already signaling that the bigger bill's top line will need to increase if a cross-aisle deal falls apart. But not every Democrat agrees. Some centrists are flatly rejecting the idea of even a single dollar more. All right, here's what's up in Washington today, starting with the White House. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will receive the President's Daily Brief. At 1:15, the president will receive a briefing on the pandemic from the White House COVID-19 response team. At 4 p.m., Biden and Harris will meet with the union and business leaders to discuss the BIF in the Roosevelt Room. Press Secretary Jen Psaki and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo will brief at 12:15. The House will meet at 9 a.m. with the last votes between 10:30 and 11 a.m. The Senate is in today. The Energy and Natural Resources Committee will hold a markup to vote on nominations, including Tracy Stone Manning to be director of the Bureau of Land Management at 9:30 a.m. Manning's nomination is a bit controversial. As a grad student in the 1980s, she was involved in a tree spiking incident. She's since built a career in environmental policy. Republicans have branded her as a, quote, eco-terrorist. Senator Joe Manchin, a key vote, has publicly supported her nomination. For what it's worth, prediction market website Predictit has her odds of being confirmed by October 8th at 61%. That's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in DC right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Raghu Manavalan. Have a great Thursday. I'll see you first thing tomorrow morning.
Google keeps more people safe online than anyone else with products that are secure by default, private by design, and put you in control. Every day, Google blocks 100 million phishing attempts, checks the security of 1 billion saved passwords, and protects 4 billion devices from risky sites. Every day is safer with Google. Learn more at safety.google.